Welcome to another X-Ray with Dr. Tom Pritchard. This time, we're going to take a look at an AWA championship in Memphis, Tennessee, with AWA champion Nick Bockwinkel versus the King, Jerry Lawler. Once again, old school matches prevail, old school rules prevail. Jerry Lawler was the hero in Memphis for many, many years. He was a heel, he was a babyface, he was back to a heel, back to a good guy. But one thing was for sure, he was a staple. He was a mainstay in Memphis, Tennessee. It was during this time when they broke away from the National Wrestling Alliance and started using the American Wrestling Alliance champion, Nick Bockwinkel. And the champion would come down periodically, defend his title against Lawler, the perennial challenger, hometown hero. And Nick Bockwinkel was the classic wrestler, the classic wrestling champion. He dressed in suits. He was meticulous in his appearance and his promos, his interviews. He would talk using big words and giving the I'm smarter than everybody else attitude. During this match, and per the routine of most Bockwinkel's matches, he would work a hold. The champion would work a hold on the babyface. And right here you see Nick is working this standing wrist lock, top wrist lock, causing Lawler to try and fight out and telling the story that Nick is trying to work a body part and gain an advantage. But the idea and the thinking back then was the champion would come to town and make the hometown hero look like a world beater, look like if it was just five more minutes or 30 more seconds, he might have had the championship. Bockwinkel was great at doing this. He knew how to make the most out of everything he did. Again, less being more. Nick would sell a punch, as he's doing now. Lawler knew how to come forward and keep the distance in between him and his opponent. And everyone believed in that Coliseum, the Mid-South Coliseum, everyone believed that Jerry Lawler very well could be the AWA champion by the end of this match. Of course, later on in Lawler's career, he did beat Curt Hennig for the AWA championship right before Curt went to WWE. But here, it's Nick Bockwinkel as the champion and giving Lawler a knee, two knees, and one more. And nobody, well, let me say this. There were very few people in wrestling who could sell like Jerry Lawler. Not only in what's being done to him, but what he's doing to his opponent. So that's one reason why a lot of top guys would come through Memphis and get in the ring with Lawler and have these fantastic matches. So it really does, it takes actually three people in a match. Takes the good guy, the bad guy, and the referee. And the referee here is Jerry Calhoun. Knowing how to make that count, knowing how to make it look close, knowing how to make it look, again, authentic. So Bockwinkel is working over Lawler, getting his heat. And Lawler knows how to sell accordingly and to make it look as good as he can. Another cover by Bockwinkel. And if you notice, Lawler with that strong kick out, but goes right back to selling his midsection. A lot of champions came through. A lot of champions, good cross body by Lawler. A lot of champions knew working with Lawler was going to be a hell of a night. Going to have a great payoff as far as the fans were concerned. But now Lawler on the outside, it's obvious to Bockwinkel to come out there and get a little extra heat. Again, slamming Lawler's head on that table. Lawler knows to stay there, take his time, and the referee's going to start the count. But the champion, being the heel that he is going to take every advantage he can. And if you listen to the Mid-South Coliseum, if you watch the fans at this time, they're getting behind Lawler. They're not in on it, so to speak. They really believe Lawler can win this match. Again, a desperation kickout gets a reaction from the fans. And they're anticipating the title change. And a big punch by Bockwinkel. Lawler felt it was right to take the bump right there. And Bockwinkel taking his time. Lawler taking his time and selling. Nick was one of those smooth workers, those smooth heels that just had that instinct. And Lawler knew when it was time to come back too. And right now, the people are feeling it. And Bockwinkel knows it's about time as well, but the people can feel it. You can feel the rumbling throughout the Coliseum. And Lawler's starting that comeback. And in a minute, everyone in the Coliseum is going to know it. Big bump by Bockwinkel, and Lawler goes right back down to selling. And to show the importance of this match, Lawler comes back and is getting ready for a big rally here. He's still selling. He's still selling the effects of what's happened to him throughout this match. Both of these guys had a lot of main events in Memphis, Louisville, Evansville, all around the Mid-South. Again, Bockwinkel selling accordingly with that big punch, and Lawler letting him sell. One of the best punchers in the business was Jerry Lawler. Here again, the heel raked the babyface's eyes. Babyface retaliated right back, and Bockwinkel took advantage and threw Jerry Lawler into the referee, which now, being the bad guy, being the heel, Bockwinkel's going to take an even bigger advantage. And it's obvious Lawler's out. But there's no referee to count. So the people know there's still the drama and opportunity. Here we go. And a desperation kick out. Now Bockwinkel's on the outside. So they have the people hooked. They know that all Lawler has to do is get Bockwinkel back in the ring and pin him, and he'll be the new champion. But I think Lawler wants to take advantage and throw Bockwinkel on the table in retaliation. It was a lot of fun back then because the people weren't sure what to expect, especially in Memphis. They did these matches all the time, and Lawler would pull something out of his hat. And you had that vibe in Memphis. It was a lot of fun for the guys. It was a lot of fun for the fans. And Bockwinkel, I know, enjoyed coming to Memphis because of that. There's a cover, but again, foot on the ropes, and the heel saved his title. If you look at the lady on the front row, she's up in arms. She's disgusted. And again, a rake of the eyes by Bockwinkel. Desperation move by the champion of the world. And Lawler sells. Giving Bockwinkel time to come right back up and keep working on the eyes. The thing that gets the moves over is how the babyface or how the heel sells it. And it's the in-between stuff. It's the little things. It's the details. Right here, as Lawler stops and starts to fire back up, you're going to watch this in just a minute. When he pulls the strap down, the people of Memphis go crazy because they know. Watch this flurry. The flurry of punches. Now, Lawler meant it. Lawler was as real as a guy with the punches. there were times there were live rounds and you just had to take it. Now the people know Lawler is incensed and he has that passion. If you watch the people behind and watch everybody going with every punch, throwing punches with Lawler and feeling the effect. Right there with him, the people were right there with their hero, right with their hometown hero about to win the championship. But they know that Bockwinkel slugged the referee. They know deep down inside there was a disqualification right there. As much as Lawler had the champion pinned right there for a three count, and that was a way to show everybody he had him, Lawler just made that three count. The referee says, yep, you won. Look at the people. Listen to the crowd. Look at the fans. But they're about to come from high to low because while Lawler won the match, he doesn't win the belt. He doesn't win the title. And that was just, again, reeling people back in, hooking people back in. Look at this crowd. There's a difference back then because, again, you had Jerry Lawler and Nick Bockwinkel. Lawler, the hometown favorite. And Bockwinkel coming to town, destroying the hopes and dreams of everybody in Memphis, Tennessee. It's the way it was done back then. And the people got into it. Lawler did that his entire career. And that's a lot of what's missing today. Is the authenticity and feeling the passion when you walk into the ring. Like you believe you're fighting for a championship. You believe you're fighting for something. You're not just doing a performance. Lawler was the king of Memphis. He was the king of wrestling for a long time. He believed it, and anybody who listened to him talk believed it. When he walked down the aisle of any arena, he believed he was a champion. He believed he was the king. That's a hell of a match to watch and study for selling, for authenticity, and believability. Next time on X-Ray, I hope we're going to have something just as good, if not better. And I can't wait.